in the business, we call that continuity of care, which, as you say, it's seeing the same doctor. And that's really important for people who've got lots of long-term health issues or more complex health needs. And we know that there's really good evidence as well to say that it's better for the individual, the patient, to see the same person. It's better for the health service too, actually. We can deal with people more efficiently when we know much more about them. You know, we can assess what their needs are, whether they need any specialist input, how quickly. So it's really good on both sides. For that to be encouraged.
How will it go from being announced to actually being put into practice?
Well, GP surgeries, as people probably know, are sort of independent organisations. So there's quite a variation in how we operate and how we manage the demands that are coming through the door every day. So, but we've certainly seen that it is doable. A lot of what we are doing is, the phrase is triage, it's sort of a filtering process. So when people get in touch with us, we're asking people a bit more about what their issue is that day or what they need from us. And we can then absolutely see whether they would benefit from this kind of continuity, seeing the same doctor. And then we can prioritise those people who need that. So, of course, some people don't have any significant health problems and their priority is actually just seeing somebody efficiently, quickly. And they don't maybe care so much who they see. So when we know more about the issue that is presenting it itself, then we can balance those demands much more effectively, which helps that continuity business. But also it helps avoid that sense of a kind of bun fight first thing in the morning. You know, whoever gets through first gets what they want, and if you're late, that's it until the next morning. And I think increasingly, you know, in 2025, that's not really good enough. And I think there's absolutely ways, using technology, using better navigation of people's needs within our buildings in general practice to improve that process. Albeit accepting that the demands are very high, our capacity is limited, and we can make best efforts, but it's maybe not going to work every single time. But I think this new announcement and some new money coming towards primary care, general practice, is really helpful.
Because I don't think anyone doubts how hard doctors work, but it can be incredibly frustrating. I mean, surely you need more doctors and more GPs in surgeries.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And in fact, we've seen over many years that the numbers of doctors in hospitals have been steadily increasing, and the number of GPs has been flat, if not decreasing. So the number of GPs, if you compare us to the rest of the health service, has been in decline, where, you know, the patient numbers have gone up, the complexity of different people's issues has gone up. So we really have struggled, and I'm hoping that this new contract announcement will enable us to employ more staff. That's GPs, but other clinical staff, you know, physiotherapists, pharmacists, nurses, as well as the back office, because the admin of the whole process is so important too.
When do you think it will start to have an impact?
You know, that there's lots of detail to be worked through. We know that national insurance changes affect us in general practice, like every other business in the country. So that this is, I suppose, early days for us to be saying how soon those changes can be made. The announcements relate to the contracts which change for us in April. So that's not far off, is it? It's only a month, which then correspond to national insurance. But it's we are already looking at improvements. Many practices have done some of these improvements already, and so it'll be refining them. Other practices who are maybe a bit behind the curve will be having to work a bit harder to look at some of those options. And we talk to each other as general practices to learn from each other, look at how things work well in one place, not so well in another place. So I think over the next kind of 3 to 6 months, I would be expecting to see some improvements.
This sort of leads on nicely to what's happening in hospitals. I mean, we're still battling a quademic, but we had the announcement that norovirus is up 30% in the 2 weeks to the 16th of February. So people are still turning up at A&E and in hospitals with norovirus, and I'm guessing they're turning up to surgeries too.
Yes, it's really difficult at the moment. We are certainly seeing it in GP practices as well as hospitals. I have to say, the majority of people are very sensible and are washing their hands well, keeping away from other people and staying at home. But we know that, you know, the cost of living challenges out there mean that people in some more fragile employment situations are really reluctant to stay away. You know, they're perhaps self-employed. Their personal finances are really finely balanced, and it's really tough for people out there. It's you know, I absolutely appreciate that it may be easy to sit from a place of comfort, saying, "Oh, just stay at home, wash your hands." You know, but I, you know, life is tough out there for people. They're trying to balance looking after their kids and elderly parents, and financial struggles. Rent is high, and so taking a few days off work when you're self-employed is a really big deal for people. So, is that some of the issue? Yes, perhaps. We know that there are big pockets of deprivation all over the country, including in southwest London and Surrey, where people are living in very cramped accommodation. You know, they're living cheek by jowl with lots of other people, and it's really tough for them to maybe isolate themselves in the way that ideally you might. You know, people don't have spare rooms and other places to go. So I think it's multifactorial. Clearly, this is also a slight change in the virus itself. It's become more infectious and harder to fight off.
Why has it become more infectious? Is it simply because there's more people walking around with it?
It's a hard one to answer. I don't know. These viruses do adapt over time. Well, like we saw with COVID, you know, the different strains that that popped up. And norovirus, like any other bug, will change over time. It adapts itself to try to replicate itself, and so that is something we see with flu, with norovirus. You know, they are slightly different in how they act each year.